Thank you, and good morning, and welcome to the Mayor's Forum. We'd like to thank our candidates joining us today. This forum will be uploaded in its entirety on KTLO.com. You can access sample ballots, polling information, ballot issue information, more on KTLO.com/Election Central. And, of course, KTLO News will be bringing you election returns on Election Day, Tuesday, November the 6th. KTLO's election coverage on air and online is brought to you exclusively by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And again, I'd like to thank the candidates for coming in this morning. And we will begin with each candidate giving an opening statement. Candidates are Dave Allman, Nancy Osmond, and Hillary Adams. Dave, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. First off, I'd like to say that I moved to Mountain Home in 1969. My wife, Peggy, has lived here all her life. We've been married 41 years and have raised our family here. We are conservative Christians and members of the Eastside Baptist Church. We've been working together for the past 15 years at Larry Black & Associates Real Estate Company. We own our home in the city of Mountain Home and have lived in the same house for the past 23 years. I've spent the past 10 years serving the citizens of Mountain Home as a current member of the City Council. I serve on the Street Committee, Chairman of the Public Safety Committee. I'm a member of the Administrative Committee and Sign Committee. Many of you know me from my years on the local radio stations. I've spent 48 years in the broadcast industry, 33 years full-time, 15 years part-time. Up until 1985, I worked on air for KTLO radio stations, and from there until 2016 at Twin Lakes Radio, still work part-time as station engineer at KPFM, KKTZ, and KOMT. I also served as an auxiliary deputy under former Baxter County Sheriff Joe Edmonds and volunteer firefighter for the Mountain Home Fire Department under former Fire Chief Dale Harris. It has been an honor serving you as a member of the City Council for 10 years, and I am now asking for your vote for mayor of Mountain Home in the November election. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy?
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you and KTLO for this forum. I have lived in Mountain Home for over 28 years. My husband and I, Dave, have been married for over 25 years. We've raised our four children here, have worked, volunteered, and invested in this community. In Mountain Home, I have always been involved in community activities, worked in Mountain Home as a nurse with Serenity, and have had the pleasure of serving on the City Council. While being on the City Council, it has given me an opportunity in dealing with the basic physical and social services that are desired by our residents. The City Council has also appointed me to sit on the Promotion and Advertising Commission, and that has been a learning experience and one that I am very proud of. The work that's been done with regard to marketing our city and bringing events to our town. Along with the work comes many challenges and opportunities that can bring Mountain Home forward. It is imperative that our next mayor understand and utilize our taxpayer money wisely and promote a healthy environment for business growth while working with others to market this great place that we've all learned to call home. I am prepared for the challenge and excited about the opportunities. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Hillary.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you to KTLO and the radio, Twin Lakes Radio Group for hosting this forum and giving us opportunity to visit with the voters of Mountain Home. I moved here in 1992 as a postmaster, served 11 years from 92 to 2003 as postmaster here. During the time I was here as postmaster, I was appointed to the first E911 board, and we got the 911 system up and running for Baxter County. Served on the Mountain Home Planning Commission, and in 1996 was elected to the Mountain Home City Council and served one term on the City Council. In 2003, moved back to Jonesboro, served as postmaster there for 3-4 years, and then served as manager of post office operations and oversaw all post offices in the 72425 and 72021 zip code areas. We moved back to Mountain Home when I retired in 2010. Spent 3 years here. My son graduated from high school here. I was involved in the Bomber Booster Club, past president of the Booster Club, served on the American Legion Baseball Board. And during that time, I worked for Senator John Bozeman for 2 years as his field rep for 10 counties in North Arkansas. In 2013, due to an illness, our family, we relocated back to Jonesboro so that we could be close to my mom and take care of her and her needs. After she passed away in December of 2017, we relocated back to Mountain Home, and we're very excited to be here. Looking forward to an opportunity to serve the people of Mountain Home as mayor.
Thank you, Hildreth. I will ask the same question to all three candidates, and then at the end of that, if any candidate would like to have another comment, they're welcome to do so. Dave, you get to go first since you're at the top of the ballot. Mountain Home and Baxter County have hit a plateau in growth, even losing population the last several years. As mayor, what are your specific plans to reverse this trend that affects services and property values?
You know, I've heard about the trend of Baxter County losing residents, and we have being in the real estate business over the past 15 years, I've seen this come and go, and you know, I've lived here since 1969, and this town has continued to grow. I think Baxter County has continued to grow, and of course, yeah, we do lose some population, but I don't think that this trend is going to continue. I think that you know, as people have always wanted to move to this area for retirement, this is a retirement area, and I know a lot of people. You hear a lot of people wanting the area to grow like it does over in Northeast Arkansas, and we hear a lot of people wanting it to grow like it's they always reference over to Northwest Arkansas. Back when I first got on the city council, the big thing was, so we want Mountain Home to be like Germantown, south of Memphis, and we want this kind of growth and that kind of growth. And you know, I think that this particular area is going to continue to grow, whether we want it to or not. Now, I know that over the past few years, there have been people moving out of the county for whatever reason. Some of the problems that we have has had over the past few years is in order for people to move into this area, they have to be able to sell their property in other parts of the country to get here. And back when the real estate took a turn for the worse, that was back in 2005 and 2006, then that made things pretty rough on everybody. But I think that's going to be coming back around, and I think things will improve. Whether we do anything or not, I still think that this area is going to continue to grow. So I what can we do about it? I think we can continue to encourage people to move here, promote the area. Okay, my time's up. Thanks.
Nancy, same question. Do I need to repeat it?
No, sir, you did not. I understand the question. It's one of my top priorities, and that is to, because of our finances, the key to this and our continuation and growth in Mountain Home is to be able to go out there and compete and attract retirees and potential businesses. And we can do that a number of ways. One is we always hear the story of our students that leave the area and then don't come back. We want to keep connected to our alumni at the high school in ASU. We can do this through an interactive website, which I would love to see happen, and working with ASU to bring more programs here. While we'll never be a four-year college or university here, there are some other things I think we can work with the city and ASU to expand on that and draw more young people to our area. While we do have the Advertising and Promotion Commission that is marketing our city, I think the city needs to invest more in a downtown area. New prospective businesses will always view your downtown area. They'll want to gauge the pulse of the community by your downtown area. So if we can do anything to vitalize and enhance that area, and I'm not just talking about the three sides of the square, but I'm talking going out and work with the business leaders, the property owners, the current businesses here, for them to understand the market value of their property there and what we can do as a city to revitalize that area. Another is bringing businesses and companies here. I already have a list of about 10 potential businesses that would be a good fit for our area, and I'm talking about areas that are businesses that are related to outdoors, sporting goods, that are already adjacent to Mountain Home, or excuse me, to Arkansas. In Texas, Oklahoma, we have some in Louisiana, Mississippi, that would be a great fit for them to have their headquarters here, call centers here, small companies. These are companies that employ between 55 and 100 employees. They would be a perfect fit here. And it's not like Mountain Home has to morph into something it's not, but we can certainly attract businesses here that will appreciate our existing character. Another idea I have is having a volunteer ad hoc journalism committee where we utilize high school students, our some professionals, and ASU. We have so many intriguing stories about Mountain Home and what's going on, and we need to get that out in the Associated Press. I'm sorry, out of town. Thank you.
Hillary?
Okay, Bob, thank you. I was talking to some folks yesterday that are involved with the chamber and understand that our population has been declining for the past few years here. We definitely need to reverse that trend. I think one of the things that we really need, and that the mayor's office could serve the city and the people of Mountain Home and Baxter County residents, is we need a real strong, if you want to use the term cheerleader, ringleader, someone that's marching at the front of the parade for the rest of Mountain Home and trying to promote this community in a manner that the folks that aren't here hear about us. Dave is very correct in his statement that this community was built on retirees, and we must continue to focus on getting those retirees here. But we have to be able to provide opportunities for them when they are here. And then we've got to find a way, as Nancy mentioned, to keep the youth here. We want these folks that are going through and graduating from a very good school system here in Mountain Home and from ASU Mountain Home to have opportunities to stay here. And I think the mayor's office needs to be someone who is very actively engaged in promoting the community and working with the business leaders in the town, the educational leaders, the retirement community leaders. There's a tremendous amount of resources in the retirees in this area that we need to tap into and get some ideas and some suggestions from them on what's made them successful and where they're at. And there's a ton of them out there that we need to be utilizing. I don't want to see the growth, and as Dave mentioned, Northeast and Northwest Arkansas, I don't want it to be just so growing like wild onions in the yard. But if we don't have some slow, steady growth here, something that we can control and provide the proper infrastructure for, make sure our wastewater and water systems can provide for that growth, that we've got adequate police and fire protection, then we can get overwhelmed with growth. So we just want to maintain positive growth and And that's, I think, something we can really help with from the mayor's office.
All right, thank you. Next question, it's kind of redundant. The city, and Nancy will start with you, the city of Mountain, the city has the lowest, one of the lowest millage rates in the state, 2 mils, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
With declining revenue from city and county sales tax, would you push for an effort to increase the millage in order to maintain city services such as police, fire, and streets?
Are you addressing that to me first,
yes,
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
I am not in favor of raising the millage. I've been on record on that for numerous years as that has come through the city council. I feel the millage rate punishes those that have invested in the city, that have bought their homes and their and invested in businesses in the city. I would want to prolong that as much as possible.
Hillary.
Yes, Bob, I would definitely, raising the millage rate would be the very last thing I'd like to see the city of Mountain Home do. We need to keep that as low as we can and still maintain adequate services, but we need to look at the services that are provided and make sure we're spending the dollars that we have in the best manner to help maintain that rate.
Dave.
I think that, excuse me, eventually, somewhere down the road, the millage may increase, but I do not want that to happen. I have been voting down the millage ever since I've been on the council for an increase in millage. I've maintained and made many motions on maintaining the millage at 2%, where we had promised that we would try to maintain that and bring in revenue from other sources. I don't think anyone wants their taxes to go up. No one likes tax increases. I think the sales tax that we did to help out the police and the fire department was a good thing, and I believe that was the way to go. I also think that we can increase our revenues by watching how we spend our money. You know, the city needs to run like the city needs to run their budget and their revenues and expenses the way we all do. When I'm out of money, I've only got two things to do. I have to cut my expenses, or I have to go find more money from working more or doing something other than what I'm doing to get money in. So I think we all need to watch how we spend our money, and that includes all of the departments in the city. And I think they're doing a fairly good job. This has been a rough year for us all here at the city because of the having to pay back the sales tax that we did. So we're through that hurdle now, and hopefully we can make next year better. There's a lot of things we can do to save money.
Hillary, next question is for you. Agriculture is the leading industry in Arkansas, with tourism number two. Some think that in 10 years, tourism will be number one. As mayor, what would you do to increase tourism?
You know, we got a lot of beautiful things with the lakes and rivers here in this area, Bob. There's a tremendous opportunity that I feel like we're missing, and that's in the youth recreation, whether it be softball, baseball, soccer, those type basketball, those youth events. And if you can bring those youth and get those activities in here, not only do you get that 8 or 9 year old kid that's involved in that sport, you get his mom and dad, and most of the time you're going to get grandma, grandpa, in some cases an uncle, aunt, or two, they're going to come watch those events. And there's a when you get those folks here, they're spending money in the community. Some of them might even look at the place hard and decide they want to relocate here. But if we could be, and we need to, we really need to increase our efforts in the youth recreational activities that we have here, and try to grow those. That's a very easy opportunity for us. And we're sitting right here. We're 120 miles of northeast Arkansas, 120 miles of northwest, and we could draw people for those events here virtually every weekend if we really concentrated our efforts on doing that.
Okay. Nancy? Or is it, I'm sorry, Dave.
I agree with Hillary on getting the youth involved in the area, and a lot of the parks and recreation, we can do better there in bringing in these tournaments. We've got a lot of events that we could be bringing into the area as far as the tourism part goes. Promotion is going to be a big part of it. We need to get with the work closely with the Chamber of Commerce and other entities to promote our area. Internet would be a good place to promote our area. I don't think we do enough promotion on the internet for the area that we're in. There's a lot of things we could be doing. When we get people into the area with these tournaments and these events, and people coming to the Mountain Home area, then we need to show them some good old fashioned hospitality, and get out there and support some of these events and show up at some of these events and talk to these young kids and take them fishing if we get an opportunity, show them our parks and some of the other things that they can do. Take some of these people that are here that we have people coming in the office a lot, and we try to get them out there and show them the lake, show them the rivers, show them some of our parks and the dams, and take them around, show them what our area is really like. Some of these people come into the area, they're just at an event, and then they don't get out and explore. So, you know, there's a lot of things we can do to promote the area. But I think the best thing to do is to get with the people here and promote the area and get on that internet, and let's try to get a lot of people in to start looking at our area.
Nancy.
Bob, it goes back to what I mentioned before with regard to marketing in our city. Talking about the journalism committee and getting things out there. I've had the honor of working with the Advertising and Promotion Commission, which has brought the World Series, the Bass Elite tournaments, and we need to continue to do that. And then, so while we're doing that, we also need to maintain our parks so they are viable and they are known in the area. Again, I brought up working with ASU, fine-tuning our city wherever we can, polishing ourselves up like when company comes. You know, you want to have everything looking great here. But, and again, also attracting those businesses that connect with the outdoors and sporting events, that will appreciate our natural resources and the beauty of our resources.
Okay, today back to you. And some cities in Arkansas have instituted yard waste pickup and recycling. Have you ever considered this for Mountain Home?
Yard waste pickup
and recycling.
And recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we do have recycling here, and I think if you call the service we have, Bethvin, that they will help you with that. I guess I'm following this. You want it like to just
say if you go out in your yard and you trim some trees,
mm-hmm,
and cut some grass, what do you do with it? I mean,
well,
it's quarterly now, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
I think the Bethvin is quarterly now, isn't it? It's not done weekly.
Mm-hmm. No.
So you're going to be stuck with that, the bushes and the grass.
Yeah.
Because some people can't take it anywhere.
Well, that's something that I think that we need to look into. I don't know how we can. I don't know how to answer that at the moment, because without consulting with the sanitation services that we already have, I don't know. I think that's something that we. Yeah, I would agree that it would be something nice to have, how we would accomplish that. I don't know how to answer that without consulting with the people that we're already dealing with our sanitation services. But I'm sure that we can incorporate that somewhere down the road.
Nancy?
Well, I would love the idea of having yard service come and pick up our trash, our yard waste. There's been projects. Harrison has had a project similar to that where they would come by, I think on a biweekly basis, and pick up any leaves, limbs, whatever, and they took it to a site. They mulched that up, and then, but they, you paid for that, and it got very expensive. And I, if I'm understanding correctly, they are discontinuing that because it has gotten so expensive. This would be something we would need to look with the street department if we were to attempt to have a site to bring all that yard waste. It's just an expensive endeavor. Now, Methan will, for a price, pick up what you need to have picked up. So do we want to renegotiate with Methan? That's something there. We have a contract that we're bound with right now for the next 7 years. But I really don't know. I don't have any good answers with regard to that yard waste right now. I can't think of anything other new.
Hillary.
Bob, I would really be a strong proponent of that. And the reason for that is this. We've got so many people out here in this community that, especially the retired elderly folks who may not have a way to dispose of that waste. I've already visited with the city street department. We've looked at a couple items. I think one of the things we might could do, and I don't know exactly what would be involved in doing it, but I'm familiar with another city or two that have incinerators. And whether it be the city dumping leaves and limbs and those type things that you pick up out of your yard there, the public can take things, throw it in the back of a truck or on a trailer, and when they get those that yard waste, there's a place for them to take that to and dump that. And it's an incinerator that the city owns, they control. It's been permitted through EPA and all those proper places, ADEQ, that then people, anyone in that city can go there and dispose of waste if they so need to. And I would really like to look into that option. I'd also like to look at, you know, we're a 7-year contract with Methan. That may be a little bit long-term contract, I'm not sure. But, you know, I think we might have enough opportunity in the city with the city employees that we could do that ourselves on a routine basis.
I think any way you look at it, there's a lot of ways that this can be done. But the bottom line is, it's going to cost more money. And we're if the residents want to pay more money, we can accomplish this. But that's what it's going to take.
Mm-hmm. The incinerators are very expensive. And then you have to have the manpower to, you know, to man those on a regular basis. And right now, our city employees are, unless we were to rebudget and figure out, I guess, the revenue for that again, if you're going to charge the citizens a rate every time they drop off a large bag or how we'll do that. But we have that now with Methan. We're charging them now, and we don't have the cost of any of that expense. They take care of it.
Nancy, I believe you're up next. And
this is one.
These questions, we got a lot of questions from our listeners, and so I've kind of combined all of these into one question, but here's one. Do you have any plans for the safety, security, and aesthetics in our city parks? As a parent, I have seen drug deals go down in both Cooper Park and Hickory Park, and the playground equipment at Hickory Park is the same equipment I played on as a child 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Okay. But that's a two-pronged question.
It is.
And it's one of the another major issue, and that's the drug issue in Mountain Home. I've talked with our police chief and have been involved with the public safety committee for quite some time, and the drug issue is multi-pronged also too. We have been fortunate in the city that we have been able to supply every school with a SRO, school resource officer. And so that's a good start with regard to the drug issue. But we need to expand our city investigative and drug committee. And we have the funds now. We have just now brought up our personnel in the police department, where we were under a hiring freeze for a few years, up to par, where we can expand that drug force in Mountain Home and work with the prosecutors. The other issue is probation of these drug users as they go in and come out and are back and in and out of the system. But I've noticed when I have been going door to door some areas that I was a little uncomfortable with, that I was did not have that feeling 4 years ago. So there is an issue. It needs to be hit hard, and that is with our police force and supporting. And fortunately, we have the public safety tax to be able to do that. Parks is always in need. It's our parks are used consistently. Our equipment gets utilized on a regular. There isn't a day or morning, afternoon or evening you can't go to a park, any of our parks, and see somebody out there, either seniors, middle-aged, children. They need attention. Unfortunately, whenever you have cuts in our city budget, parks and rec are one of the first ones to get cut because they're not considered an essential service. But again, we can utilize community support with that. We have a lot of agencies and groups in Mountain Home that are willing to work and volunteer and help and do projects and tackle our parks. So it's a collaborative effort with them also.
Hillary.
Bob, that question was about the safety and aesthetics of city parks, if I understood.
Yes.
And as far as the safety of the parks, I think one of the very first things we need to do is been increasing the presence of police officers and patrols in those parks. If we got some drug dealers that are using the parks for that, we need to make it make their life miserable for them in that park. We need to keep them flushed out of that park. Of course, they're probably going to find someplace else to do it, but we need to keep them run out of the parks, and that makes it safe for the people who want to utilize their parks and their children. Keep the dealers out of there. The aesthetics of the park, we got a lot of work that needs to be done in that area. And like the question, I believe you mentioned someone said something about the parks looking like they did when they were youth and went there as well. Well, you know, my boys play baseball here, and some of the facilities look just like they did then. And while we may not have the money to give them the upgrades they need right now, we need to look for sources of upgrading those facilities. But until we can do that, we got to make sure we're keeping them as neat and clean as they can be and making it something that gives the appearance that people want to go there and utilize them.
Dave?
I think that, first off, on the safety issue, the new tax that we've got approved for the police and the fire department is going to help out in that respect. We've had a rough year as far as the money goes. It all comes down to money and people volunteering to help. Now, as far as the safety goes, patrol, better patrol, more patrol would be a good thing, but right now, you know, it's pretty tight. It has been for the past year. I think it's going to get better, and I think that we need to do a better job of that. But, you know, people can talk about these neighborhood watches. You need a citywide neighborhood watch. We need people to get involved and let us know what's going on. You know, not necessarily just in your neighborhood, but if you see something coming down in a park, you know, with drug dealers, and you need to call somebody and let them know. And I'm sure our police officers do a good job of following up on this. All you can do is do the best you can with what you've got until you can make it better. And I think we're all going to make it better. But it's going to take a citywide to do that. The community also has to get involved. And we see that in our parks. we see people getting out there and helping clean up our parks and volunteering to do things, and we all appreciate that very much. And I think it's going to get better. I just think that people, once they become aware of problems, there are good people in our city, and they're always willing to help out. And I see it every day. So I think this is a problem that's going to get better.
I just wanted to comment quickly. When you referred to our Mountain Home Police Department, I'm very proud of our police department. There are many evenings where we may only have one or two patrol officers that are patrolling all of Mountain Home, and it makes it difficult. And that's where I go back to increasing the police force here in Mountain Home. That's going to be essential, because if we don't have our safety, we will have little else. And I'm proud of our Mountain Home Police Department. Any prosecutor, probation officer will tell you they stand up above any others in the region, in the state.
Hillary?
Bob, I agree. We do have some problems with the numbers of officers we might have on duty or have had in the past. And the public safety tax, I've visited with both the chief of the fire department and the police, and they've both indicated to me that tax is going to go a long, long way towards curing some ills in this community for them and staffing and equipment. And as soon as we can get to where we need to be staffing-wise and get the numbers to what they need to be, then we really need to look at, increasing the visibility of those officers in those parks and public places like that.
Okay, did you have a comment?
I just want to say I agree with everything they've said about our police department. They're great.
Okay, next question will go to Hillary. And these questions come from Mr. Philip Goodwin's World History class at Mountain Home Public Schools. Uh-oh. And some very good questions. And Hillary, you get the first one. With homelessness and mental health issues on the rise in both Mountain Home and across the country, what options are available in both the short and long term in regards to helping these individuals and families get the help they need?
Bob, this community has always been one that is probably one of the best I've ever lived in, as far as people that are willing to help others. You could just about at any point in time around here ask for help with about anything, and the community will make sure that happens for you. We've got to find out these folks that are now homeless and we've got on the streets, and you're starting to see more of them, what got them there? What can we do to help get them off the street? And I know there's some of them that are homeless and they're out there. They may not be bothering any single person, but then we've got some that are standing on the corners asking for you to give them this or that. More commonly referred to as panhandlers. And I know there's been some issues in other cities across the state where they've tried to address panhandlers. There are some communities that have been successful in writing ordinances and dealing with that issue. And, I was speaking to someone last week about finding out how we can be successful with dealing with the panhandler issue. We have to have a business license and pay a business fee here in this community to do business. Well, if that panhandler is just out there collecting money at the end of the day, getting in a vehicle and going home, and that's the way he's making his living, maybe we need to look at that person having a business license. I don't know if that's possible or not. But we need to look at everything we can. The mental health issue, that I'm sure attributes to some of that, and you find that it may be a higher percentage in that group of people. And we've got a lot of folks around here that can help with that, and we need to do everything we can through those organizations to eliminate those folks having to be there in the first place.
Dave?
Well, as far as panhandling goes, there's a difference in people out there panhandling and people out there truly homeless and needing help. I think that there's two approaches to this. You let the law enforcement agencies deal with the panhandlers and with the people out there that truly need the help. This is a helping community.
You know, when I was growing up, we got help from churches, neighbors, people actually wanting to help. And there's people like that here in Mountain Home, and there's a lot of churches in the area. And I believe that the people that really need the help, if we can figure out who they are and what kind of help they need and what got them to where they are, that we can truly help them. And I believe that the community would do that.
Okay. Nancy?
With regard to an ordinance with panhandlers, there are some cities that have tried to pass such ordinances or have passed some such ordinances, but the Supreme Court has knocked that down. It's illegal to do that. You're violating their freedom of expression and speech. So that's not something that we can actually tackle through an ordinance with regard to just picking somebody up because they're panhandling on the side of the street. We do have a few charitable organizations in town that help with homeless. We have Gamma House. We have Serenity that works with homeless and the abused. We have a men's shelter. We're soon to have a veterans shelter, which I'm really excited about. 10% of Baxter County residents are veterans here in Mountain Home, and a lot of them are struggling, and we need to address those issues with the veterans. But again, churches, civic organizations, they step up. They answer, they work, they contribute. And again, it's a collaborative effort with getting people involved and then weeding out. And then we go back to law enforcement again with having well-trained law enforcement that know when somebody's crossing the line and what needs to be done. Because we have had in Mountain Home what you would call a panhandler or somebody out in parking lots peddling that have taken it too far and have been there have been issued a citation.
Hillary, do you have a comment?
Yes, Bob. One of the things that concerns me about this issue right now, and I think it's important for the city to deal with it the sooner the better, is there are certain communities, and I'm sure a lot of people here make trips to Springfield and go to the mall and things like that, and you got certain places where you can't even get to because of those panhandlers and what they're doing on the street. And it's pretty evident that issue has grown some here recently in the last few years. And I really feel like if we don't address it pretty quickly as a city, that we might become a mecca for those type issues, and we need to deal with it pretty soon.
Yes, and that goes back to your increased law enforcement, where you have people on hand that are out and patrolling and can address those issues. Yes, I agree with that.
I agree.
Well, very good. You've answered all the questions in detail, and I've got a bunch more, but we're about out of time. One quick question, and then we'll go to closing comments. And Dave, I believe it's your turn. What are your plans for the various city departments and personnel changes?
Well, at the moment, I don't have any plans for personnel changes. All of our departments are running very well at the moment. Right now, in city government and with all of our various departments, City Hall and the mayor, the council people, we all get along very well. Will there be changes in personnel? Of course there will be somewhere down the road. I don't know. I don't have any plans of making any major changes with personnel or any of the departments or department heads when I become mayor. I plan on working with the people that I've been working with in the past 10 years that I know and trust to do the right thing. And I think overall the city is running pretty well when it comes to our departments. And our city employees, we have great city employees. And I think that, as mayor, I will continue to support our employees and our department heads and try to keep things running as well as they are now, even better if I can.
Okay. Nancy?
I do have some plans for personnel, not necessarily with the department heads right now. I hope that, I'm confident in the department heads, having had a relationship with them and have visited with them and get to know some of them for many years, that we can work together to bring Mountain Home forward. But with regard to the police department and the parks department, I do want to see an increase in employees in both of those areas.
Hillary?
Okay, Bob. You know, at this point in time, as far as changes, I've met with all the department heads already. We've all had conversations, and some of those folks I've known since I was on the council back in 1996. They've been around the city a long time. They know what they're doing. Probably one of the first things we're going to do, though, and I did this when I was in the post office, in particular an area manager, and had to deal with 127 post offices at a time. Anytime there's a change in administration, the first thing you need to do is sit down with those folks and make sure they understand the goals and expectations you have, in this case, for the city of Mountain Home. And we've got to make sure that all those people are on the same page and we're working towards the best interests of the people of Mountain Home. Yes, there's need maybe in a couple of departments for some more people. That public safety tax is going to help there with that. But we've got to make sure that we're utilizing those employees in all those departments, right?
Our closing comments. And Nancy, we'll start with you.
Oh, okay. Bob, thank you again and KTLO for this political forum. I'm a longtime resident who has had the opportunity to appreciate what Mountain Home is about, that has worked, volunteered, and invested in this community. I have enjoyed the last two terms serving on the City Council and as representative of the Council on the A&P Commission. As competition gets tough for business relocation and retirees, we need a strong leader who will work hard to attract businesses and people that are going to appreciate Mountain Home for our existing character. I will support law enforcement to keep our community safe. I will utilize our taxpayer money wisely. I will keep Mountain Home a wonderful place to live, work, and raise a family. My experience and history with Mountain Home have prepared me for the challenges as your next mayor. I'm excited about the opportunities and look forward to serving as your mayor. I'm asking for your vote on November the 6th, and thank you for your time.
Hillary.
Thanks again, Bob, to KTLO and your group for hosting this event. I want to say that there's no doubt in my mind and people that know me around here that Mountain Home's been a very special place to me since 1992. It's a community that we moved up here in 92 and went to work and got very involved in a lot of different groups, organizations, activities around here. We invested in the community, bought property, built a building for my wife's business on College Street when she owned that. So we've been very interested in this community and very involved in it for several years now. I feel like that I can bring some fresh ideas to the city and hopefully do the very best that I can for the people of Mountain Home to move this community forward from here. My leadership experience in the post office in 40 some odd years, or 40 years I should say, will be very beneficial to me in dealing with department heads, but also in dealing with the people of Mountain Home, because it's something I've done my whole life with my responsibilities in the post office. And our involvement in the community as far as various activities around here, we're looking very forward to that. And I'll promise the people I'll do the very best I can to make sure we're moving Mountain Home in the right direction.
Okay, Dave?
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you asking us here today for giving us this opportunity to kind of let the people that don't actually know some of us to kind of get an idea of where we stand on certain issues. I've certainly appreciated. And I've been here since 1992, 68 when I first moved here. I've called Mountain Home my home. My wife, she is a hometown girl. Our families have been raised here. We've been here. This has been our home. It's going to continue to be our home. We love Mountain Home, and all of the people that in the area, we're like one big family, and we appreciate everything that Mountain Home has given to us, and that's why we like to give back. And I can only say that I stand on my many years of service to this community, a place that I've called home for the past 48 years. My integrity and common sense, which I have demonstrated as your representative on the city council these past years, is what I offer you. I show up for meetings and I work every day and will continue to do so as your mayor. I'm asking for your vote in the November election. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the candidates for coming in this morning and joining us. And I'd like to thank the listeners who sent in questions. I'd like to thank the Mountain High School students. Sorry I didn't get all the questions on. This form will be uploaded in its entirety on ktlo.com. You can access sample ballots, polling information, ballot issue information, more on ktlo.com/electioncentral. And, of course, KTLO News will be bringing you election returns on Election Day, Tuesday, November the 6th. Our coverage on air and online is brought to you exclusively by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Touchstone Energy Cooperative, and early voting starts October 22nd. And, again, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.